This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Stunningly clear sound mixing, Apple Podcast app. Honor all of these to choose it, run some now we're max. Golden mics and turdies, Amir's hurdy feelings and advice that's given out while they hold each other's hands proudly.
Very, very pretty.
That was only half of it.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's just the half of it.
Nice.
That was Shelby and a friend named Dean Rules. They both do some comedy and music stuff on Instagram.
Okay.
Their Instagrams are Shelby Capone and Dean Rules Insta. Now that I think about it, his name is not Dean Rules. It's just Dean.
That makes sense.
I read Dean Rules.
Dean does rule.
Yeah, that probably, it would be a cool ass name, Rules.
Yeah.
In fact, that's my last name now.
Wow.
Amir Shmuels Rules.
And you'll follow Shmuels Rules.
It's a funny vlog that I start. All right, Shmuels Rules. Number one, don't lean back in an airplane.
Unless you're Shmuel.
In which case, you rule. That'll be a Jake and Amir video soon. So we're not plagiarizing ourselves.
Yeah,
we just came up with
definitely.
It now.
Definitely. Yeah, we'll write that today.
Shmuels Rules. All right, thank you, Shelby and Dean, for Bo Burnham's That Funny Feeling. Another That Funny Feeling parody. Oh, and they were at the HeadGum Live shows this weekend.
Wow.
Yes.
What a time. Great time.
Yeah, live shows again. We completed a full weekend of shows.
Yeah.
Talk about that funny feeling doing live shows for the first time in
years
and years.
Yeah, it was crazy. 2 years, 2 days, actually.
Since your last live show.
Live shows. And we, you know, right back into the fire. Yeah. Two shows in a night.
Yes.
Both of us.
We did the HeadGum podcast first, which was a wild ride. Imagine Jeffrey James, but live. So anything he says sort of has to go.
Right. Yeah. It's even more chaotic. Yeah. You can see by going to that show what Ferris cuts out.
Yeah. I think that's going to end up being a 4-minute podcast episode. It was an hour long live show. He brought me out first and foremost to You Had a Bad Day. Yeah. So that's when that sort of set the tone for, honestly, the rest of my life.
Right. You had a bad show, had a bad life.
Then NADPOD's second show, you guys brought me out for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was an even wilder ride for me.
Yes, it was a wild ride for me too.
Yeah, I thought I didn't understand what Jeff was talking about. And then Murph is sitting next to me, like telling me to roll certain dice, telling me my hit protection, crowd going nuts. I don't know. I feel like Chris Farley on a Japanese game show. I'm like, I don't know what to do.
Your
tell me
first
what to roll.
You gathered up all of your dice.
Yeah.
The D6, the 4, the 12, the 10, and the 20. You're shaking them up like it's Yahtzee. Yes.
And then I rolled and like 400 people laughed at me. Like, what the fuck is this guy doing?
Yeah.
I'm like, I wanted to be like, I'm not the weird one. I don't know how
we're
how
just,
to
you're,
roll
we're
dice.
In a room of everyone that knows how to play D&D. But yeah, it's a pretty normal thing to not know which dice to roll.
Right.
I know I didn't for a long time, but you just roll the D20.
Yeah. Is that going to be an episode that comes out as well?
I believe it's going to come out by the end of the month.
Oh, sweet. Okay, cool. So you guys can hear that one too. And then the next night, Gabrus's Power Hour into Doughboys Live, which was a real sloppy festival to witness. I'm glad I didn't have to participate in those shows.
Yeah.
I would have died.
Jesus Christ, yeah.
They were hungover by the Doughboys podcast.
I actually didn't see them between the Power Hour and the Doughboys show, I don't think.
Yeah.
I think I was eating, or maybe I wanted to avoid them.
Right. Like, they were busy trying to sober up. Yeah,
is that what they were doing?
Yeah, like drinking water, eating food. It's like a boxer in between rounds. At one point, I had to cut Gabrus so that his eyes weren't so swollen. And then Gabrus flew the next day to Seattle.
Yeah, he had a show last night. That's fucking... I texted him. I was like, you're the only person that could do what you do.
Yeah, he's the fucking king, man. I wonder how that show was.
It sold out.
But yeah, thank you to everybody for coming to those shows.
Yes, and hopefully we get to do a lot more of them soon. We still haven't done, and if I were you, we haven't done a fucking live podcast.
Yeah.
And I haven't.
It felt like we did because we did two shows, but yeah, neither of which were this podcast.
Yeah, if I were you, we'll hit different.
Really?
I think so.
Okay, cool.
I'd like to go on a little run.
You should do an If I Were You NADPOD tour, so it sort of alternates. You're on every night, but then me, Murph, Emily, and Caldwell sort of alternate.
That's nice. Yeah, that's good for everyone but me.
Okay, this is If I Were You, the only advice pod on the web, hosted by us, both in New York City, recording sort of live to tape. It's Monday, October 25th, going to post it as soon as possible.
That is correct. That is correct.
Halloween-themed questions, perhaps? A little spooky? Ooh! Oh,
I definitely didn't find Halloween-themed
ones. Neither did I. I actually found one with Halloween in the body of the email, though.
Oh, that'll work.
Yeah, not really a spooky email, though.
Right.
Okay, this one is called Unsettling Neighbors.
Ah, it's a little eerie sounding.
Yeah, okay. We'll call this guy Jack for Jack Skellington.
Good.
Hello, my situation has a bit of a setup. I almost never pay attention to my neighbors. I think my landlord has a monthly rent thing set up, so I don't really pay much attention to anyone next door to me. I did notice the current tenant after he left his bed alarm on for 24 hours. I planned to give this guy a piece of my mind the next time I saw him, but then I realized this guy looks so familiar, and then it hit me. I met him a long time ago. We met at a Halloween party way back in 2019.
Good, good.
I saw this guy one other time at a different party. We chatted up a bit on Tinder, I think. And after that, he decided to find me and follow me on social media and dating apps. I got so uncomfortable that I blocked him when he was trying to reach me. Maybe early 2020? Now I'm not sure what to do. I'm 98% certain it's this guy with a different haircut. Should I be concerned? Should I say something about it? I can't for certain say it's the same guy and I don't want to confirm face to face now. Should I just wait it out? Should I go say hi? Help. P.S. I have a coworker named Mickey, and I'm dying to go off on him on a long monologue.
it's a guy that she didn't hook up with, was just talking to on a dating app.
Yeah, well, it's a dude emailing about another dude that he sort of saw on a dating app and then blocked on a dating app. They never went out. And then he thinks he lives next to this guy but isn't sure, so he doesn't want to, like... Hey, I don't know if you followed me on a bunch of social media sites and I blocked you or what.
Right.
Do you mention that at all? I think you have to play it cool.
Yeah. I think that if it were me, I would never say anything. You know, I usually try to avoid the neighbor anyway.
Yeah. So if the neighbor actually says hi to you.
Nod to the neighbor guy.
I see.
That's appropriate to me.
But sometimes you need to like befriend your neighbor just in case anything happens.
I'm friends with like one of my neighbors.
You give him the key?
No.
Not yet.
No. My brother lives like three blocks away.
He has the key. Yeah.
I'm not doing a neighbor key thing.
Yeah. But then like, what if it's like, hey, there's a package. Hey, there's a police department. Hey, there's a fire situation.
Fire situation.
Yeah.
He doesn't need a key.
He can't contact you either. He needs your contact info.
I have it's contact information. Yeah.
So he can call you.
You can call him. Yeah. That's right. And if there's a problem, he can text my brother. I can text my brother. I think I need a lockbox. That's what you need.
A lockbox that stays outside.
Stays outside. And then that way, anyone you need can get into your house.
You used to have a keyless keypad entry.
That's correct.
You think you're going to go to that in the new place?
I don't know.
Or was that just an LA thing for you?
I guess I theoretically could. And I liked it. It was really nice to not have.
You tried
to
convince me to get it.
Yeah, it was nice to not have to carry keys. And they're even more like modern now where like you can you can get one that's like programmed to your Bluetooth. So yeah, if you're just phone. Like walking home, you don't even have to put the code in. It's like if your phone is in your pocket, it'll just open.
Wow.
Yeah.
If your phone is in your pocket, you're not even swiping it like Apple Pay.
No.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
But then everyone's like, but what if my phone dies? My phone's never dead.
Well, those
if my phone's dead, I'm dead, and right. I don't deserve to get into my house.
In a pinch, you know, I have an outlet outside. But also, you can you make they do have a way to get in with a key. They make a key for
in addition.
Yeah, because if the lockbox itself died too.
Yeah. So then you got to bring a key just in case your lockbox is.
Well, no, then you put the key in the lockbox.
This is coming up more and more because I got the car key, the office fob, the wallet, credit card. Like, we need a way to put it all on the phone.
Yes, and the phone can never die.
Yeah, and it's sort of getting there. Like, I no longer have cash. I use the card. Right. Now, I don't necessarily need the card because I got the Apple Pay. But then some places don't take Apple Pay. They only take the card. Some people need your ID, and some people can just have a photo of it.
Yeah.
So if you can get the keys and the wallet all on the phone.
Everything on the phone seems
that's where we're headed.
That'd be good.
And then you don't have to, that's the only three things you carry. It would all be in one.
Yeah. That would be nice.
But then you don't even like the size of your phone. You're switching. Your phone is too big.
I'm getting the mini. Yeah. I want the wallet. Chip. I want just everything in my brain so I don't have to carry it. You know, it's not nice to have things in your pocket.
Yeah.
I want it in my head.
I want it in my mouth. I want an SD card in my throat.
I want that like beautiful mind shit. You know, just like things happening in my eye.
Yeah.
That's my shit.
There were a few times this weekend where I'm like, I'm seeing something fun, but I like if I take out my phone and take a photograph of it, it'll change. Like someone's laughing or like cracking up at a joke. Mm. What am I going to take out my phone and take a picture of this person? I want to just sort of blink and then have that as a snapshot memory.
That's interesting. Yeah. Yeah, like a double blink is that's a picture.
Yeah. I want to be a phone basically. So we're not all putting everything on the phone. We're becoming a phone of sorts.
Yeah, if we were phones.
Yes, if I were a phone. So it's not even us. It's just basically two phones at home talking to each other. And honestly, I really don't think we would need a home if we were a phone.
Yeah. You're the pro, I'm the mini.
And then,
welcome to If I Were Phone.
Have you ever?
I'm pro, I'm mini.
This is an animated series we're pitching to. It's not being received well, of course.
Because we got in the door with a different idea.
Yeah, we just thought of it now. Actually, if I've been into a Tesla recently. Mm. Shout out to Marty. They don't have a key. You just sort of walk in and the car turns on.
But is it a phone thing or is it a card thing?
I think it's a card. It's like a black credit card.
Yeah, see, I don't appreciate that.
But you can put that in the phone.
In the phone?
Or at least a case. A case with a single card or something.
No, I don't. A car should have a key.
And a if phone it doesn't have a phone. Home.
Like, I don't want the fob. I don't fucking like the fob, frankly. It's a bad shape for a key to be.
But what if it's actually the thickness and size of a credit card?
I have the perfect amount of cards in my wallet. I don't need another. I guess if it's the exact size and shape of a credit card, I could handle it. But like your office fob, for example.
That's like three credit cards.
Thick.
It's thick.
Yeah. That's real thick.
What is it doing? It's like it needs to be thick. It's plastic.
It's the thickness of a piece of Wonder Bread.
Yeah. Flattened, but still.
Yeah. It's condensed.
It's a condensed, thick plastic fob.
Yeah.
But still, I would argue thinner than a key.
No, I don't think it's thinner. It's the thickness of a key and it's
a size of a card.
A card, yeah.
But you don't have to stick it into a hole.
Yeah, but you have to like at least when I use that fob, I have to extract it from my wallet.
Mm. No, I can keep it in my wallet.
That's good. But like every time you're going into a door, I'm not a fan of needing to take out your things that you shouldn't have to. You think you should have to take out your wallet when you are on the street trying to get into your office?
Well, you have to take out your key anyway.
Yeah, but a key is for a door.
Yeah.
A phone is for your home. And a wallet is for the mall. Shit.
None of that rhymed. You didn't have to force it.
Wallet, mall, shit.
Yeah, that one did because you made it rhyme. But the
phone,
first two.
Home, kinda. Okay.
And then a key is for a door. A key is for a door, a phone is for a home, and a wallet is for a mall shit.
Yeah, all right. So a key is for the door, see?
You get the turdy this episode.
No,
and I've never said that before. And I've never felt compelled to say
to
it.
Do so.
Yeah. Nor should I have.
Honestly, I will accept the turdy for the keys for the door.
Wow. Holy shit. I was just kidding.
No, but no.
You're giving it to yourself.
I deserve it. I deserve it for that.
I wonder. So now the golden mic is quasi up for grabs.
Quasi. And we'll see, but try not to get too grubby.
I forgot what we were going to tell this guy. Oh, yeah. Bring it up with his neighbor or not. I would say no. Wait till he brings it up. What if you're wrong?
Yeah. It's also like, if it is him, then that's bad. And if it's not him, that's bad. Mm-hmm. There's not really a good outcome. You just need to be okay with not knowing and thinking it could be. But like, knowing that it's him, it's not really going to make you feel any better.
Yeah. And stuff that happens online, in the phone, in the metaverse, you don't discuss that IRL.
Yeah.
Especially right off the bat.
I agree.
That's for computers. Mm-hmm. We're not there yet. We're not phones yet.
Yeah.
So keep it on the phone. Keep it on the DL. And give him a head nod. See if he furthers the relationship beyond that.
That's good.
Okay. Let's take a break. Thanks some sponsees. And we'll be back after these messages.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp, you just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to BetterHelp, help.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, help.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. And we're back. Jake, do you have any?
Oh, it's a lesson in the fight.
Gross. Gross indeed. You know, actually, I think we both do.
Okay.
We both do.
Okay.
Because I have a piece of advice that I have been into recently.
Okay.
You know, one of my goals was becoming more of a neighborhood guy.
Yeah, which is sort of the opposite of what we just said, which is like, well, that's don't meet your neighbors.
Yeah. That's, but, you know, I'm friendly with the neighbors.
Uh-huh.
A couple of them are great. But I'm trying to go to more of the local stores in the neighborhood.
Versus chains?
Versus the chains and versus the Uber Eats, the Caviar, the DoorDash, the Seamless. You know,
it still
sneaks in every once in a while. But even now when I'm ordering, I will call the place and order directly and then go pick it up.
Which saves some money too.
It saves money. It's more money for the restaurant. And it makes you feel just a little more human.
Yeah, so, because you're doing it like you would in 1998.
Yeah, yeah. So highly recommend doing that.
When they pick up and you're talking to them, are they like, just use the internet? Or they're like, oh no, thank you for calling in and doing it over the phone. Also, do you pay when you get there? Can you pay in advance?
I pay when I get there.
I see.
And like, I just pay with my phone. So that's pretty easy.
You're going to need your phone. Yeah, we are.
I'll tell you what I did not like doing before. Like, I didn't like calling and, like, leaving a credit, like, giving my credit card
over the phone.
That's, like, not fun or convenient.
No.
But now, every place that I call, I just put in the order. I say, I'm going to come pick it up. I come, I say my name, they give me the bag, I pay on my phone. It's great.
And then do you say, by the way, I'm Jake. Thanks for this. Is you talking to a McDonald's? Hey, and remember, this is my order: two cheeseburgers, large fries.
We're gonna call that the usual.
I work here for this week only. And
sometimes I'll get a milkshake. Is all. That's what I was.
It's important to important to support local businesses. You walking past a mom and pop burger stand.
Your phone was declined, sir.
Really? Yeah, I haven't made money this year.
That'll happen.
All right, cool. Order, pick up. This episode is brought to you by Dash Pass, we should say.
Fuck.
Okay, my unsolicited advice is I saw a musical called Jagged Little Pill, which is the name of an Alanis Morissette album, which I knew about growing up, and I didn't realize how much I liked. Turns out Alanis Morissette still got it, still the GOAT. Mm-hmm. So if you remember this album, you should listen to it again,
because
it's a thrill. There's so many good songs on it. And if you are too young to remember this album because it came out in 1995, check out Jagged Little Pill.
Yeah, it's a great album. That was one of the first CDs I got or was able to listen to because my sister had it.
Right. And I'm listening to this. I'm at this musical, which is awesome. And then every song, some I recognize and are great, some I don't recognize and are still great. I'm like, was this written for the musical? No, it's all in this album, which was made in 1995. Alanis Morissette was 21 years old at the time.
It's wild. Do you have a favorite song?
Every time I listen to it, something new. I mean, I loved You Ought to Know. I love Head Over Heels. Mm-hmm. I love Hand in My Pocket. I like Ironic. You Learn. All I Really Want. It's crazy how many
hits. Yeah, there's a lot of good hits on that album.
From this one insanely popular album.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to Alanis Morissette, finally giving her some love on episode 512 or whatever.
Yeah, I think Head Over Heels is probably my top.
You would like the show then. Because you better believe they sing it. And it's like a Broadway-ized version of every show. So it's kind of like watching really talented people do Alanis Morissette karaoke.
That's pretty solid. Uh-huh. I'll tell you what. I had this experience when I watched the Billy Joel Broadway musical.
Oh, what's it called?
I think it's called Moving Out.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, this is pretty good. But I like it when Billy Joel sings it.
Mm-hmm.
And Alanis has such a specific voice.
Yeah, and some of them match it and some of them don't even try. And it's
that's cool.
Covers / karaoke versions of all the
maybe it'll be
songs.
More like the Green Day musical that I saw, which I thought was awesome.
Yeah, I guess it is a really easy way to write. It's easy and hard. It's easy because the songs are already written, so that's the hard part. But then the hard part is like making a story with the songs.
I think
it's like a puzzle
that
shouldn't be a puzzle piece.
I want to be hired to do the one for Dude Ranch.
Yeah. Is there enough common themes that you could put into a story that you can just make the songs 80% of the story?
Yeah, it's like a loser that can't get laid.
Interesting.
We already wrote it. It's called Lonely and Horny. We just set it to Lucius by accident.
Wait, what songs are on Dude Ranch that you could sort of piece together like puzzle pieces?
Let me see. I was kind of kidding about Dude Ranch, but I could probably more... But, you know, Enema of the State doesn't have... That's but more of a fun album.
I don't think the slow songs too. Yeah.
Let me see. Let
Which
me...
Alanis is very good at as well. She got like fun, angry songs, and then she's got like really slow songs.
I fucking resent that I just looked up Dude Ranch and the first result was for fucking like actual ranches.
Yeah.
And not the album.
Yeah.
Dude Ranch.
I guess because the album is like 38 years
That'll
old.
That'll happen. So, yeah. Okay. Oh, damn, it's on that album. There you go.
Okay.
So is Dick Lips.
Yeah.
Which is actually a pretty good song. It's about getting kicked out of high school.
That's fun.
Yeah.
The good thing about album, they're called jukebox, I discovered. Jukebox musicals. Is like when a song, like usually in a musical, you're like, oh, I hope to like these songs. And by the end, you might like them. But like in a jukebox musical, like somebody starts singing Ironic, you're like, everyone's already all in. This is great. Yeah. I already like this song.
Right. Yeah.
So like when Damn It comes on during your play, people are just like fucking so invested.
That's tight.
Wait, so what songs are on there?
Josie is on there.
That's good. That could be like the main character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Apple Shampoo.
Don't know that one.
Yeah.
That could be like him getting ready in the morning. Yeah.
There's one called A New Hope, which is kind of a Star Wars ballad.
Okay. It's getting a little harder.
The chorus is Princess Leia, where are you tonight?
Yeah. It was kind of hard to fit Ironic into this musical. I'll say that much.
Isn't that ironic?
Yeah. Someone had to like sing Ironic in like the middle of a song, in the middle of a play, a story about something else.
Interesting. A little too ironic.
Nice. I really do think. Okay. Let's see if we can answer another question. This one's called just classic sticky situation.
Cool.
It's a lady. A lady who is in a sticky.
Josie.
Josie, there we go. She brings me Mexican food from Sombrero just because. Is that Josie?
That is Josie.
That could be in the play.
Yeah, my girlfriend!
So she comes home and he's like, well, where'd you get that Mexican food from? And she's like, just from Sombrero.
Why?
Just because. Yeah. You don't ever sing the song. Yeah, just that.
She's so cool and independent. She doesn't mind when I hang out with the guys.
I do like someone that laughs at my dumb jokes when no one does.
Mm-hmm.
Usually in my relationships, everyone else is laughing and the girl's sort of rolling her eyes. She's
heard it all.
Yeah.
Because you're a lot.
Yeah, exactly. Hi, Jake and Amir. I did something stupid and dumb and now I'm sort of dealing with that. Mm. I'm 19 and in college. Oh. Josie style. On Wednesday, a few senior guys invited me to join their drinking game, and I got blackout drunk, like bad. The next morning was punishment enough. I had to run out of my biology lab to vomit what looked like the mostly strawberries under fluorescent lights.
Yikes.
But the problem is that one of the guys who I played with recently broke up with my roommate like 2 weeks ago. She was really hurt that I hung out with him and yelled at me. I get why she was upset, but my question is, how can I apologize to her? And more generally, what are the rules of hanging out with your friends' ex in group settings? Thanks for making me laugh when I feel like shit, Josie.
So that's the real question to me.
Yeah, can you hang out? I mean, she can hang out.
In a group setting.
Yeah.
I think that her friend owes her an apology.
Yeah, I don't think you should apologize.
I think it's like, that's an overreaction. Yelling at somebody because
it seems she's mad at the ex, not the friend,
right?
And like the ex is like they had a breakup, and now the ex is hanging out with her friends.
Yeah. Okay, so being nice, I think that you got to look at the source of the anger, which isn't actually something that you did. Like you hung out with this guy, so I'm mad at you. It's actually like this guy hurt me, so I'm mad, and like that being reminded of it makes me sad and now I'm frustrated at you.
That's right.
So there's a bunch of steps that you can address that isn't like, I'm sorry I hung out with this guy. Because really what you did is not really anything wrong.
Yeah.
But what you can apologize about is what your roommate's going through and offer some kind of help and support to make her feel better.
Yeah. I mean, being hungover is already bad. It's the worst punishment of all.
I think the apology should just like kind of entail, how kind of insane it is. Like, I'm really sorry that like I saw your ex and I know you don't want me to hang out with him. Would it make you feel better if I never hung out with any guys again? Like, is that
you? That's nice and passive aggressive.
Yeah.
Should I have just left when I saw him there and like hung out at home and done nothing all night? I'm so sorry I didn't do that. I really am. I forgot you did.
I didn't know he was going to be there, but when he was there, should I have just like run away?
Is that what you'll do every time you see someone that you'd recognize from someone else that dated him? Did you just like walk out of the restaurant or something? Or like, can you be in the same restaurant? I'm just curious what the rules are because you're making them up on the fly.
I'm throwing up again.
God, being so hungover and then have to do stuff at school is, I'm glad I don't have to experience that feeling anymore.
Yeah, being hungover and doing anything. I think as I've gotten older, I haven't necessarily stopped getting hungover. I'm definitely hungover less, but I have stopped being able to do shit when I was hungover.
Yeah. Other than like lay down and watch football and fall asleep occasionally.
Yeah. Even if I have plans to like, I was going to watch the Grand Prix with Marika at the office yesterday and I was too hungover. I was like, I have to just stay at home.
I'll do you one better than that. I can't even drink to get hungover anymore. Like by the time I have my first or second drink, I already feel bad. Mm-hmm. I'm so beyond drinking that like I can't even drink enough alcohol to get drunk enough to be hungover anymore.
And
I think
like your body just starts like shutting it down.
Yeah,
it's like no.
By the second drink, I'm just like I don't feel that well anymore.
Wow.
So I'm like I don't know. I have to find an alternative to drinking.
Maybe microdosing.
That'd be cool. Or maybe drinking is not for me anymore because I'm 38, and then once you become. Even if I fight through and I figure out a way to drink enough, I'll still feel bad the next day. Mm-hmm. So what's the reward?
Yeah. There's no reward. Yeah.
I wonder if I can just be dehydrated. I'll just like not drink water that day so I can still experience a hangover, which is like a communal punishment.
That's good.
But then I don't have to necessarily get drunk and have fun.
Nice.
Did you guys go out after that? The Doughboy show. I think I saw you guys walk into a bar and I'm like, all right, this is the end of the night for me. It's 1 a.m.
Yeah, I think that was my second of four bars that night.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what was the third and fourth bar?
Third bar was the Woods.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth bar was Ontario Bar.
I see.
Where I was just sitting there with Micah saying, we shouldn't have done this.
So third bar was like the transition to the regretful side of things.
I regretted even the third bar because we got to the third bar and... Jeff realized he had forgotten his backpack at the second bar.
With the computers and stuff.
He immediately had to leave.
Gone forever? The Gone night forever. Was over, yeah.
So, like, we were at the Woods, and that's a good place to be with, like, four people, but it's not exactly a just me and Micah bar.
I see.
So we hung out for a little bit.
And then it was, like, 3?
Yeah, then it's, like, 3, maybe even 3:15.
Yeah.
And we're like, let's walk home. We walk home. On the way home, we're passing Ontario Bar. And it's like, it looks like there's some people there still.
Yeah.
So
we'll try to squeeze a little bit more out of this night.
Yeah. We thought Jeff might be there.
Was he?
No.
Yeah. Do you got a drink at the fourth bar?
Yes.
If it's the end of the night.
End of the night. I did not finish it. As I was drinking, I was like, if you stop now, you'll be less hungover.
Yeah.
And nothing's happening. There's nothing left here.
That's how I feel on the second drink.
Right. It happens earlier for you.
Yeah.
There's a good middle ground. That's where you want to be, I think.
Yes, exactly. A little bit more drunk than me, a little bit less drunk than you.
Basically what Marty did, actually.
He left after the second bar.
Yeah. I don't know how many drinks he had, but he left after the second bar.
I feel like we got to figure something out with alcohol. Like, give me drunkenness in a pill or something. Like, I shouldn't have to drink so much poison to get drunk anymore. It's 2021.
Yeah.
Let's figure something out.
Yeah.
So if any of you chemists are out there, she was actually in a biology lab, so maybe they're studying that.
That'd be perfect.
And
she was throwing up during it, so she probably missed that part.
And once we do the COVID thing, I feel like we can shift our attention a little bit.
Yeah.
Because like if we can do like let's do the vaccine that works like 100% of the time.
Right.
And then, it's been totally awesome. Thank you for the vaccine. And I do appreciate that.
One note, it should be 100% of the time.
Always, yeah. Just effective forever. And then also, once you're done with that, ideally a shot that'll get me hammered and not a shot of Jaeger.
Right.
Yeah.
A shot that gets you hammered and then another shot that cures the hangover.
Yeah, or at least an alcohol that doesn't taste so. I want to drink a bottle of water and then feel tipsy.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the idea of a hangover that you like the cure that feel, you wake up and you feel the hangover you would have, you take a shot and it just sort of like
goes away,
dissipates. Yeah.
That's cool.
So you really feel the effect of that medicine.
Instead of the gradual getting out of the hangover.
We should be fucking chemists because I have a lot of ideas for medicines.
That's cool. What's another one?
I feel like hangover cures pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
Shot that makes you a little taller, like So if you wanted to grow, you would have a shot. And the fun thing would be, like, you'd basically buy, say your inseam is 30 inches. Are you paying attention?
I feel like you're really scatterbrained right now. What are you talking about?
I'm very focused on the shot.
A shot that makes me taller?
Yeah. You buy a pair of 34-inch inseam pants. You wear that to the doctor. He gives you the shot. All of a sudden, you grow into that inseam. That's pretty neat. You walk out in...
Why do I have to wear the pants? Custom,
because it's that feeling of that growth in that moment. And that's the golden mic for coming up with a fucking... What?
You are.
I came up with two new medicines on this show.
Wasn't the first one me?
That was a fucking co-pro. I was a co-pro. And I had the fucking design for how it was going to be, how it was going to be applied and how it would work.
And I actually have a patent. I really do have a patent about it. All right. So let us know if you can make up that medicine, scientist. Thank you. Appreciate it. In advance. Namaste. All right. Let's take another break and answer some more questions on the other side of these massages.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back to If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the web. Let's start over. I'm Amir.
Shmuel's Rules.
Shmuel's Rules. I can't wait to write that later. So this is a question from a Canadian guy. Alanis Morissette, also Canadian.
Very good.
Used to date Dave Coulier, also Canadian.
Then was married to Ryan Reynolds.
Really?
Also, I think married. Maybe dating.
What a power couple that was. I like both of those people. Okay. This is a 24-year-old we'll call Dave Coulier. I found myself in a predicament and could really use your advice. I had a close female friend and I hung out with her a lot. Yesterday, I took shrooms for the first time and she was my sober trip sitter. After a couple hours, I was tripping balls and somehow said, I'm in love with you. As soon as I said it, I realized it's not true, but it was too late. She said she loves me too and went for a kiss. I kissed her and it felt so wrong. I made an excuse after and went home and I did not enjoy the rest of my trip. Now what do I do? I definitely don't like her that way and I don't want to lose her friendship since I don't have many other friends. What should I say? Give me a quote, please. We have never spoken since.
A quote.
And don't just like say what the sentiment should be. Yeah. Like write me something I'll read on the phone. Yeah.
I wanna look down reading as I speak to her. That's such a funny fucking situation because she was trip sitting. She's dead sober. You can't chalk it up to like, oh, we were fucked up.
Yeah,
she you were thinks fucked that up was, and she said the truth.
She thinks that that's your universal truth, the most true. Mm-hmm. You used to do that. You used to take drugs that made you feel love and then confess love and not necessarily think so.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yes. But when I was doing it, everyone was on the drugs. I was on MDMA in the desert and I said, I love you to someone.
And then
I was on MDA in the club in New York and I said something like that'll happen. That'll happen. When everyone's on Molly, you do love everyone. It was never even a lie.
What about you say, like anyone would be, I'm flattered by your fascination with me. Like any hot-blooded woman, I simply wanted an object to crave. But you're not allowed. You're uninvited.
That's the quote?
That's an Alanis Morissette song that you can sing to her.
Oh, nice.
That's right. That's Must be strangely exciting to watch the stoic squirm. Must be somewhat heartening to watch the shepherd meet shepherd. Mm. There you have it. So just, I don't know,
and then
a
she says,
song?
You've already won me over in spite of me.
Nice. Head over heels. Which is where your head is usually, so it really should be the other way around. But, oh no, it's head over feet in her
head
version.
Head over feet.
Yeah.
Head over feet.
Okay, yeah. What? I mean, do you have to confess your anti-love for someone? Hey, that was a mistake.
I think, yeah, you just play dumb. You say, wow, it was crazy. Did I do anything weird yesterday?
Oh.
I don't remember anything.
Completely dumb.
No, that's too gaslighty. I think you just have to, there's nothing that you can do except say how you actually feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that what you can temper it by saying, I do love you as a friend. And our friendship is really important to me.
That's really good.
Basically what you said here. So yeah. Your quote is reading back this email to her.
That's beautiful. Including this. P.S. Recently watched the Allison Williams episode. This is what he says to her. Are you still friends with her? If so, bring her back on the show.
It's a good idea. We should.
Yeah. We sort of lost touch with a lot of our guests because of the pandemic. But I'm sure Allison still listens to every episode and wants to be on our show.
God.
There's no other situation, right?
I trust that she's got that consistency.
Yeah,
I don't think we deserve it, but I think that it's possible.
That's cool. Okay, one last question.
Yeah.
Help! Am I catfishing my best friend's brother?
Oh God! Yeah, I love this question.
another lady. We'll call this lady
Blake Lively, the person who stole Ryan Reynolds away. From Alanis.
I can't believe it.
Maybe. I have no idea.
Blake has nothing on Alanis. So a couple years ago, I moved away from my home and my best friend. Last week, my best friend's brother was stationed in my area. We matched on Bumble, so it doesn't seem like he realizes that it's me. Since moving, I've gained a new nickname, but otherwise look the same. My Bumble also indicates we're from the same city, and his parents stayed with me last month. His parents stayed with me last month? What do I do? Is he an idiot? We've been talking and I feel like I'm catfishing him because I already know the answer to the questions that I'm asking. Help, please. P.S. My best friend is a huge fan and gave me the A-OK to shaboink her brother.
Yeah.
Shaboink.
Shaboink. It's shaboink.
See, this is a nice friend. You can just shaboink the brother, not like you can't get drunk with my ex or
right.
something.
Yeah. This is that open heart strategy. I just wanted to say that this guy 100% knows who you are.
They're so close that their parents stayed with her, and then she's like, so, where are you from?
Yeah.
What are your parents like
no,
that are
just
currently staying with me?
I think he's just playing it cool. But he knows who you are.
Really?
Yes. Just as you know who he is. I think it just goes without saying. I don't think you need to be like, oh my God, it's you. Hi. It's like, hey, we're chatting. We matched. It's obvious we know each other.
But she did gain a new nickname.
I just
imagine that 25 years into life and I go by, I don't know, Kenny.
You change your name all the time on this show. It's Guyton Ice and Liquid Nice.
Yeah, but none of them ever
Theodore
stick.
Leslie. A thin little skeleton guy.
Where did you pull that one? I don't remember that.
You don't remember Theodore Leslie?
Now that you say it, it sort of sounds familiar, but I definitely couldn't have thought of it. I really like that, actually. Theodore Leslie, a chemist from London, moved to, I don't know, the Pacific Northeast.
That's good. The Pacific Northeast.
Yes.
What is that, Spokane?
Minnesota. Yes, Theodore has a hard time with words and geography. Leslie is sort of a wild child of the night.
Yes.
Yes.
He's also not a good chemist.
No.
He has a hard time with everything.
Theodore is kind of a bumbling moron of a man. But did I mention he's 6'8", 112, soaking wet and pale as Guyton Ice? I'm losing the nickname mid-sentence. I can't even introduce myself to people. Do you think you'd have fun if you would just sort of try to reinvent yourself? You would move to, I don't know, Denver for a year and just do whatever you want. You sort of have carte blanche access to do, create a new life for yourself, but only for a year.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly, basically what I was going to say. I think I could have fun, but it would be, there'd be a shelf life for it.
Yeah.
I think I think it would be a year.
But that would be pretty fun. Everybody should take a gap year to find themselves / be someone else.
That's cool. Yeah. I basically did it in college. I went to my freshman year, had an amazing first semester, made a bunch of new friends, kind of midway through realized I hated being there. I needed to go home and be with my best friends and my family.
Yeah.
And I think that happens to me often.
Yeah, like when you moved to LA and then you said, you know what, I don't want to be here anymore. I want to be closer to my friends and my family.
Yeah, but that was harder because some of my friends lived in LA.
Mm, and but there's the rub.
But yeah, I mean, that I guess now, and now there's like a way to split the time. But that's, I would definitely do just like a straight up, I mean, I want to do a year in Melbourne. That's what I want to do.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
That's sort of an LA meets New York. It's like a city, but the weather is just nice all the time and people are laid back.
That's what I want.
Although it is weird that LA and New York are so far apart. Like half of everybody we know lives in these two cities that could not be further apart.
Yeah.
Is that just a coincidence? Like we could just be friends with people from Austin and Nashville and it's a pretty close thing, but that's not how it worked out.
Yeah. It's the industry. That's what it is.
But why are half the people in LA? I guess because you either prefer this or you prefer that. But geographically, they're so separated.
I think I know more people that prefer New York but live in LA anyway at this point
because they moved there and they don't want to move back.
Yeah, like you move there for to like write on a show or something, you get all of a sudden, I don't know, if you move across the country, it's hard for people to
move back.
It's not hard for me, I've done it a lot.
Yeah, but for you it's like a whatever thing.
Yeah,
you've driven across the country multiple times.
I think six.
In fact, I think you prefer the movement.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're already talking about like going to Australia. Yeah. You just finished creating a house, and now as soon as it's done, you're like, I want to go to Australia for a year.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the process.
Yeah. Okay. Did we tell this person what to do? Yeah.
Yeah. Just proceed with the knowledge that this guy knows who you are.
Okay, cool.
And you don't need to verify or confirm. It'll come out on the day.
In a way.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Thanks for writing in. Thanks for submitting your questions, your theme songs, all of it to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com.
Yeah.
The opening theme song. Oh, yeah. We can complete it. We can finish it because we only sang half of it or heard
Damn
half
right.
of it. And if anyone wants to submit an Alanis Morissette theme song, that'll be the zone that I'm in looking for the next month or so. So choose a song, parody it up, send it in. Do you remember her name? I believe it was Shelby. Yes, Shelby Capone and Dean.
Dean rules.
Dean rules and Schmuel's rules too. Thanks to you guys for listening. Thanks for coming to the live shows if you were there. And we'll be back next week. Ciao, everybody.
Peace.
Stunningly clear sound mixing. Probably.
a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Leitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.